Yesterday we were discussing within the Simmon, which is entitled Behu Rachum Bahagvas HaTorah, which is kind of interesting, as we'll see in a moment, the significance of why they're in the same chapter. We mentioned again yesterday about Behu Rachum, and now we're going to see the next next sif, which talks about Hagbah. It says, Mare Pnei Ksivas Sefer Torah L'am. The person who does the Hagbah, lifting up the Torah after the Torah is read, you're supposed to show it to the people who are the Yamin, the small, to your right and to your left. And then again, it's basically the idea is to show it come all around. That's a mitzvah not just upon the men who are in the shul, but also it says nashim, women as well, to actually see the ksav, to actually see that which is written in the Sefer Torah itself. Which is interesting, the Mishnah Berurah points out that this short siman, immediately afterwards, the next chapter talks about all the different laws of Kriyas HaTorah, the actual Torah reading itself. And therefore, it's kind of difficult to understand this order, because talks about Barachim, then all of a sudden it jumps into Hagbah, and then it seemingly goes back to this idea of reading the Torah. And the Mishnah Berurah says that's really not the case. It really is in order, because this is right. Not just that. Hamachaber Kosav Din Zeh Kodem Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah. The reason why he writes this, the idea of Hagbah, before the Torah is read, Shechein Minhag Hasvardim Hagbia Kodem HaKriya. Here he says it's the Sephardic Minhag that they would do the Hagbah not as we do at the end of the Torah reading, after we finished, but rather at the very beginning, so that people should see what is going to be read. And therefore, that's the idea. Machaber of Yosef Kairo, who is the Sephardic opinion, presents these halachos of Hagbah before Kriyas HaTorah, because that is exactly how it was done. That was his minhag. Of course, it's not ours. We do it afterwards. It's brought down in the Piskei Tshuvos as follows. He quotes this, the language of the Shulchan Aruch that we just saw, and then he continues the words of the Ramban. That the Ramban writes, based on the Gemara in Yerushalmi in Masechta Sota, which says, "Oror asher lo yakumis divrei haTorah hazos." Curse is the person. It's in Parshas Kisavos. It's appropriate. It talks about the tochacha, the admonition. So he says that a curse should befall a person who is not yakumis divrei haTorah hazos, does not hold up or does not stand properly this particular Torah. And there's a dispute, what exactly does this mean? So Rav Shimon ben Yochum Omri says, Zeh HaChazah. This is referring to the Chazah. Of course, the Shliach Tzibur. Why is it a curse upon him? Obviously, it's possible that the way the Torah is handled can be done in a proper manner and maybe in an improper manner. Be Omri, when he says, Al Derech HaGadah, Zeh HaChazah Shenu Mekim Sifrei Torah Lahamidan Ketikunan Shoyipol. This is referring to a person that the way that they hold up the Sefer Torah, it's not done in a safe and secure manner, that it could easily fall. And therefore, such a person, it's a curse upon them that they're holding the Sefer Torah in a way which is in a way which could easily fall. It has to be held with the ability so it will not fall. V'lein nirah, however, he says another explanation. He says, what type of curse is this upon the Shliach Tzibur? It's not the Chazan necessarily himself, but she'enu mekim sefer Torah alatziv l'haros p'nei k'sivaso l'chol. It's the individual that when they get the Hagbah, that they do not show the Sefer Torah to everyone present in the kehil, in the congregation. K'mo shemaforish mesechta sofrim, as it's explicitly written in Masechta Sofrin, Shemagbihin Oso Umar Pnei Ksivaso, that when a person gets the Hagbah, it's necessary that the people should see the actual words that which is written in it. Am Omnim Liamino Asmol, to those who are on the right as well as to the left. And he brings down, he says, Lachin Kosma Achronim, the Achronim such as the Shar Chaim writes, Sheishli Garbe Elo Osim, the Hagbah Bechipazon Umihirus. That a person should be told that they're not doing the right thing, should be rebuked, should be educated, taught that they should not do Hagbah quickly. Because when it's done, b'mihiros, when it's done, b'chipazon, she'achelach mehakahal, klal ein maspikim liros haksav. Because by doing it, such a quick lightning hagba, not everyone is necessarily going to have the opportunity to be able to see the actual words, which is something which is brought down that you're supposed to do. Now the question is, one last question we'll present with regard to hagba today, is it necessary when you're doing hagba that you have to actually lift up the columns that were read? Is that something which is necessary? Is it something which is preferred? And this is what he says. He says, "Meikar adin." According to the actual letter of the law, "Ein sarach hasefer Torah lios basuach b'shas hagba b'malkam akriya." It really is not necessary. A person will open up and do a hagba on a section which is a little bit away from it. That's not an issue. L'chein, and he says, certainly b'malkam shein anashim. Bali koach, when you don't have a bunch of people that pump iron, go in the gym, not strong. Vakriya b'sefer bereishis, so b'sefer devarim, when you get to the beginning or the end of the Sefer Torah, you have to try to find a good righty or a good lefty in the shul. Shish chash, shechabin ma'od, al echad mehayodayim. It may be too hard for one of the hands because it's lopsided. And therefore, he says, Efshir, it's possible in that case, even though if you're reading Vezos HaBracha, or you're toward the end, you're reading Bereishis, no, you can actually roll it all the way to the middle, this way it's even, so this way it'll be easier for the Hagba to be done. However, it's brought down that this is really not something which we should do L'chadchilo. L'chadchilo yesh lehimonim izeh b'chol ha'efshir. Better to not do this. And why? What's the inyan? Is the inyan because you want to look at... Exactly. It says, Mishum tircha de tzibura shesrichim lahamtin ad shegu aholach l'chazur. It says, here we are, we have to watch you roll and roll and roll and roll, and we're sitting there basically doing nothing. And therefore, because of that, of tircha de tzibura, it's certainly not the preferred method. And that's what the Shulchan HaTahar says, maybe sheish mitzvah gedola liros osio shikarosam. It's the greatest form of the mitzvah is to actually see the letters and the words that were actually read, bedafka specifically. Therefore, when the hag was done, the preferred method is that it is lifted and the columns that are read are the ones that are visibly seen.